My guest, I hope, is on the end of the line. Ben Westwood, are you there?
I am, Susie, yes.
Oh, lovely to speak to you. Let me just introduce you, please. Ben Westwood, you are in collaboration with Anglia Ross University and with the charity To the Moon and Back Foster Care. And you're going to be presenting your book, which is Poems from a Runaway, because you have a great deal of experience being part of foster care and then running away to London. So you've lived rough, have you not?
Yeah, quite a bit. Over five, six years.
Now, may I just ask, Ben, how old you are, please?
I'm 32 now.
Yeah, so you've decided now you would like to write about it. Now, you're doing this, as I said, with the To the Moon and Back Foster Care, a great, great charity who are doing a lot for children in need. Is that right?
Yeah, they're quite a new foster care company, open to all sorts of creative ideas. They seem quite open-minded, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I get the impression that they really quite progressively want to learn from experiences. Now, you have a lot to say, and your book, your poem of books, what made you decide to write a book of poems?
With a few of my mates I spoke to over the years, they've mentioned, every now and again, you lived on the streets of central London as a kid, wow, you got a story, you should write about it. And I tried to write about it several times, and I think because there are some quite intense bits of the book, I found it quite difficult to do on my own. So I'd written this one poem one day, which was a story about being on the streets and ending up in a sports bar, and it was quite a funny poem really compared to a lot of the other stories. And from there, I thought, oh wow, I may as well do the whole book in poetry, and it'll give me a chance to focus a little bit on the creative side as well as absorbing too much of what I've already been through, but enabling me to process it as well, really, afterwards. So,
yeah, I was going to say processing it. How does it feel now that you've written the book? Are you able to read through it? Does it bring back bad memories as well as good memories? Because I'm sure at the time it seemed awful, but did you meet some very interesting and nice people at the same time that were obviously equally going through the same experience as you?
Yeah, totally. I think it's made me who I am now in terms of understanding homelessness and just having an insight into that world, the stigmas and the day-to-day life as well that people get. But also runaways and what all young people are going through that maybe is quite often overlooked and not meant often talked about, really.
Yeah, and. Ben, have you always been interested in writing? Has it something, or have you just were disinterested and then felt that you, as you said, you had a story to tell, and that's what inspired you?
Yeah, it did. I've never been known really as a writer, although I have written quite a lot in my life, and I've always had a bit of a poetic flair in me. I won a competition in a children's home once with a poem. I hadn't written poet. I've written my music and stuff like that. I love my music, but. So from now, since writing this book, I guess I'm a writer. I've started another book now already. So.
Ben, are we able to hear anything from your book? Is there some short piece that you're able to read now? Or is that? I should have asked you really before, but I just thought about it and I thought maybe if you had something. But maybe, what do you think?
All right. I've just got it out now. I could read, I'm thinking... This one's a bit of a cheeky one, maybe. It's called Toby Sycamore, about living a 12-year-old with a fake name and a fake accent.
Okay, I think we should hear that. That'd be lovely. Thank you, Ben. Are you going to fire away now?
Do you want me to fire off of it?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go for it. Yeah. Toby Sycamore. Again, I'm in London and I'm back on the run. And because I was grassed up before... I need to stay undetected so nobody finds me. I'm going to have to try more. No one can know that my real name is Ben and that I've run away from care. Folk will be asking for me around Whitechapel, so it's best they think I've not been there. So I speak a fake accent, a pretend East End Cockney, from the moment I wake until night. For the whole next 4 months with everyone that I meet, just so I know I'm all right. Or else they might find me when old Bill asks questions. Someone might say I know him. So if everyone thinks that I'm from round here, the chances I'm caught are quite slim. That's just a tiny part of Toby Sycamore, that one.
Oh, I very much like that. It tells me a lot. Whitechapel, you say on... Obviously, I don't want to laugh about it, but you have to think of the positives here. You said that you could actually recall the time that you had a W1 postcode when you were living on the street. And thinking about now, I mean, at 13, Ben, it's quite tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think the other thing that kept me going the most was that little bit of naivety. I think you got when you're younger, you're not so... You don't really know what to expect in terms of the bad things that can happen. So, you know, being a little blind to it, you've got a lot more hope and a lot more resilience to it. I think it's, you know, the older you get, I think, you know, I really feel sorry for the people that have been through it, that are still going through it, that are now also, you know, turning from 14, 15 to 16, 17, 18 and really more connecting with the feelings, you know, being that they've got, because that's the even harder time, really. Despite it being hard when you're 13, 14, 15, you know, you're kind of also a little bit lucky to get that fire in you that you don't care about anything, which is also really dangerous as well, because you get yourself in all sorts of situations.
Ben, what would you say to your younger self now, or to anybody, as you just said, to 13-year-olds, 14 and 15s? What would your advice now to people of that age?
Well, my advice would be to really try and really try and take the reins on the situation when you finally see an opportunity where you think, okay, this space is, you know, this place I'm at, this foster care placement I'm at, or, you know, being living with whoever you're living with, this is a healthy situation. And even though I'm, you know, I like being free, maybe, you know, try and sometimes you have to work a little bit harder to try and see what's good for you. We've all been young, and the grass is always greener on the other side.
But it still doesn't. It's still hard. It might be green on the other side, but for you and many, many others, it was really hard work. And of no fault of your own, I would say that you, as you say, you were naive to it. We were all naive, and your best option was to go and run away and be in a train. So I suppose what I was going to ask was, is it quite good to talk to other people and before people, children do make these decisions to run away, is it one of the things to do is to talk to people if you're worried about something?
Yeah, totally. It's just finding the right environment and giving the right chance to talk to someone. Not really, you know, I think, unfortunately, a lot of children in care find that when they are asked questions and they are asked to bring their feelings to the table, it in my day 20 years ago, it felt often quite a clinical situation. And maybe think carefully about the invite for people working with young people that they want to talk to, the options they have to talk with is finding that right space and environment for a young person to really open up, you know. Sometimes just taking them out, it makes the world a difference for a coffee than being sat in a room with bright lights around a office table, you know.
That's a really valid point, actually, Ben. I absolutely agree with you here. And that's why I think the To the Moon and Back foster care are really listening to guys like you and your experiences. And that's something I think that it's quite new, isn't it, to listen to the experiences as opposed to thinking that you can solve the situation, but actually to prevent it. This is what's so valid about talking to you. Now, you're going to be presenting, I think this is an amazing thing, you'll be presenting on the 29th of June at the Anglia Ruskin University, your actual book. And presumably you'll be talking as well and answering questions. Is that right, that day?
Yeah, that's right. It's going on from 5 o'clock till 6:30.
I think you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's 5 till 6:30. You're bang on. Absolutely right, Ben.
Cool.
So you'll be getting a lot of questions and asking, well, obviously, be really impressed with your book and then your experiences. And are you looking forward to it? I think you've done this before. Have you been touring as well? Have you done some more presentations, Ben?
Well, I went to Brussels. I was involved in a conference with Mission Children Europe in Brussels on the 6th of June.
Wow.
So that was cool, helping give my side of the story to help runaways and understand. I learned a lot actually about other runaways throughout Europe as well.
Wow, so you're still learning. Wow, you've learned a lot and you're still learning too. I think it's absolutely fantastic, Ben. I'm so delighted for you that you've got this book of poems. I'm really, really impressed, and I really wish you all the best for it, and I hope you continue. It sounds like you're actually going to give a lot of information and a lot of support and inspiration to many, many children.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so as well. I'm glad it's, you know, I did want, when I wrote this, I did want a little bit of good to come from it, so I'm overwhelmed. It's,
Well, it's been fantastic to talk to you, Ben. Let's just reiterate this. It's on the 29th of June. It's Poems from a Runaway. That is your book. And it starts at 5 and finishes at 6:30. It's at the Lord Ashcroft Building, 109 Cambridge Campus, Young Street, Cambridge, CB12LZ. And it's part of a collaboration with the To the Moon and Back Foster Care. Ben Westwood, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Andrew, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us. And all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Bye-bye for now.
Take care.
Bye.
Man. Bye-bye.